Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Lower across the board in grain futures today, led lower by the new lows in the November soybeans. They were down 15 and a half cents. They closed at 9.92 and three quarters. The low today for those November beans was 9.92 even. Now, that's the lowest we've been in this November contract. The market is getting a bit oversold, but the trend is still down here as the overall crop conditions and weather, et cetera, have pretty much been perfect all growing season. And that's weighing on prices, not just for soybeans, but also for corn. As we get some yield reports through some of the harvested areas, they seem to all be greater than what was originally thought, and that's the main driver here, pushing both corn and beans to new lows. December corn traded as low as 3.43, and that was down about 5 cents, but then closed down four at 3.44 and a quarter. Now there are gaps in both corn and soybeans above the market, so we do have an upside target here, which could come this winter if there are some sort of issues in South America in their growing season. But at this point, everything looks negative. Wheat futures also traded lower. December, Kansas City down 4.5 at 6.24.5, and December Chicago wheat down 4.5 at 5.29.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress report showed a nice progress in corn and bean harvest. In the South, Arkansas 36% completed for corn, Texas 57%, Missouri 6%, Illinois 1%. Yields have all been pretty much above average, with Missouri and Illinois being the top rated states. Soybeans, 5% done in Arkansas, Mississippi 17, Louisiana 34. Again, yields records for most of those, with Tennessee, Louisiana, and Illinois being the top states. Again, Thursday morning, 11 a.m., is going to be a big USDA monthly updated report. The average guess for corn production, 14.288 billion bushels, bigger than last month by about 250 million bushels. The average guess on the yield is 170.74. Last month, they're at 167.4. So looking to increase it to a little bit more than 3 bushels per acre for corn. Soybean production, 3.883 billion bushels overall, up from last month. Last month, they're at 3.816. For yield, 46.29 bushels per acre for beans. Last month, they were 45.4, so just under a less than 1 bushel per acre increase. The overall trend is that the crop keeps getting bigger.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle 115, higher at 159.67. December up 142 at 162.27. October feeder cattle up 182 at 227.75. November up 207 at 226.25. October lean hogs 270, higher at 105.77. And December up 220 at 98.25. December Kansas City wheat down 6 at 6.23, and March down 5 3/4 at 6.29 1/4. December Chicago wheat down 6 at 5.27 1/2. December corn down 4 at 3.44 1/4. March down 4 at 3.57 1/4. November soybeans down 15 3/4 at 9.92 3/4. January down 16 1/4 at 9.99 1/4. October cotton up 122 at 67.78, and December up 74 at 65.79. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.